Hey, welcome to the Q Reyes Project. I am Q Reyes, actually, if you speak Spanish. And today, we're going to talk about something kind of offbeat. You know, I want to talk about self-confidence and walking. Because that little simple act of just walking and going for a walk, how you walk, says a lot about you. But first, let's start talking about self-esteem and being realistic regarding self-esteem, because, this is why I'm bringing it up. In Facebook, there's a lot of women that post, you know, unlimited amount of selfies. Well, they're kind of selfish pictures, selfies. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Those girls that just constantly just picture after picture. Some of them are okay. Some of them actually play that part of like, okay, I don't mind seeing her pictures. But when it's just, you know, your face over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, it's kind of, you got a problem. So I think that one thing that needs to happen is that you got to be realistic about, you know, who you are, your looks, all of that. And I'm not saying, you know, it's not about being pretty or ugly, or if you're a guy, you know, it's kind of like if a fat guy just took pictures of his belly every day, it's the same thing. One picture is funny, two pictures, then it's like, oh, okay, this guy is just out of his mind. Same thing with women. And I think women get a false sense of who they are because people just like their pictures, you know, and I think that has to do with giving them a false sense of security. Have you ever met somebody that you've seen on Facebook or Instagram, and then they're like, whoa, that's not the person I thought, you know? And that's what happens. It's a fake illusion. Now, I'm going to tell you how you can make it real, however, because in real life, forget social media and Facebook, in real life, your walk, and I'm going to just focus on your walking. We'll have later on, we'll talk about other things you can do. And, you know, this mainly for guys, for women, too. Women got their walk down. Women know, you know, some women know how to shake their hips to the point that they get attention anywhere. But guys, you know, what do we do? You know, shaking our hips is probably not going to work, at least not if you like women. So what's our walk like? You know, what's walking with a purpose? What is that? You know, because that's what you need to do, is just walk like you know you are it, like you own the world. You don't have to. You could be broke and not have anything, and you're hungry and homeless. But if you walk with a certain kind of walk, people feel that. And it says a lot about you. Because, you know, even if you're having a conversation, your mannerisms and your facial expressions say a lot more than even your words. So it's the same thing with your walk. You can walk into a room and do it in a way that people are like, who's this guy? And it doesn't matter if you're wearing a suit or you're wearing some gym clothes. It's that walk, that confident walk, you know, where you just know for a fact that you can walk anywhere and you can just take all eyes on you, all the attention goes to you. You know, that's what some women are able to master. You know, they shake their hips and they walk in there with their high heels or however. There's something about them that you see all the guys turning their heads. So guys, you can do the same thing. You can just walk with that confidence, but you got to have that confidence. You really have to walk the walk. You have to do it. And that's what it means. And it means that you need to just take that energy, really get pumped up whenever you walk. And that becomes a habit where you don't even realize that you're walking that way. Your mannerisms become that. And you become that man. You get started treated that way. If you walk all, you know, slumped and you know, and your head down and slow and your hands in your pocket, you're going to get treated that way too. So head up. Look at everybody in the eye, because nobody's better than you. Remember that. No one is. I mean, everyone is human. We all die the same. We all have two eyes. We all have to breathe and eat, and we get hungry, and we all go to the bathroom. So You look at everybody in the eye. They're your equal. There's no one better. So you walk with that purpose. And you'll notice how you become that alpha male instantly. Because just that walk is going to give you that that confidence. Where you can just walk anywhere and just handle any situation. And actually your walk, even if you're a shy person, your walk, you don't have to talk. Because that walk says it all. That's something to put in practice. And it takes some practice. You know what? When you're in the bathroom, or in your room, or wherever you are, walk a little. See how you really walk. And walk with a purpose. Walk like you know what's going on in the world. And you going somewhere. And your energy is going somewhere. So everybody's got to move aside. Open up. Open some space. Let me come through here. Because I have this kind of energy that I overpower whatever's in my way. So you have to walk that walk. Trust me, try for a week. Walk with a purpose. And you'll start noticing how even your whole demeanor changes. And actually, it's weird, but opportunities open up. And people come up to you. And, you know, sometimes I'm somewhere and I already made it a habit of just walking with a purpose. Like when I walk somewhere, I know where I'm going and nothing distracts me from getting there. And, you know, I've had people come up to me and ask me like, hey, who are you? Like, and I'm not even doing anything, but it's just because you have that energy, you know, and there's something about that energy that people gravitate towards, that almost like that leadership in you where you just know it. And if you're an introvert, you just need to make that sacrifice of at least walk the walk. You can be a weirdo if you want to, and you can be crazy and you can talk to yourself. But when you walk with a purpose, people move aside. And you definitely gain respect with that walk. And it's harder for people to try to take advantage of you. It's harder for people to look at you in a different light, especially if you're making a first impression. So what I suggest is that this week is for 7 days. Just try to walk with a purpose, wherever. Even if you're tired, just keep walking with a purpose. You will notice a change. Not only in yourself, but the people around you are going to react to the changes that you're going to go through if you try this out. All right. So I hope that helps out. And make sure you follow me on Twitter at QReyes, QReyes. Also, look me up on Facebook, QReyes, KEUREYES. Like my page. I'm always posting. I'm usually not this serious in my podcast. I don't know. I just become like this really focused, serious guy. But, you know, I'm a lot more lighthearted. If you look me up, you'll see a lot of crazy stuff that I do. But this is actually my real self. I am focused, and I'm a monster when it comes to getting things done. So I don't play around when it comes to work. Now, my work is playing around, so you do the math. All right, so until next time, I'm out.